Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lori Connor, the head of the Animal Science Department with the University of Manitoba's Faculty of Agricultural and Food Sciences. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Connor.
You're very welcome, Bruce.
As part of research being conducted in partnership with Swine Innovation Pork to develop tools to assist in transitioning to group sow housing, scientists with the University of Manitoba are evaluating new designs for slatted flooring. First of all, what is slatted flooring and what is the role of slatted flooring in the sow barn?
Well, it refers to the concrete floor that actually is laid down in solid concrete slats with gaps between them. The primary purpose of the gaps, of course, is for manure removal. So that's partly why they were first initiated. They're concrete. It was a way, certainly, of decreasing the total amount of space that you require for the pen, getting away from using bedding so that you can go to the liquid manure systems. And as I think you're aware, most all of the North American sow barns and grow finish are on a concrete slatted floor, either partial or total slats.
What do we know about the effect of slatted flooring on the health of the sow and the longevity of the sow, and what are the factors there?
Well, one of the things we certainly know in terms of sow comfort, I guess, in health, is that flooring is definitely associated with the incidence of lameness. Being able to provide sort of more compressible types of flooring, such as straw and that sort of thing, is certainly beneficial, but there are reality in North America is that we're not going that way. We need to be able to retain something similar to what we've got, but we recognize that things such as the actual gap between those slats. If it is too wide, then the sows get caught in it. They twist, ankles, do damage to themselves. And as well, it can contribute to things like injuries to the claws and the soles of their feet. And so this is something that are very aware of and have learned from other research. So this particular research is actually looking at, okay, how can we optimize the width of this concrete slat and the amount of gap between those slats so that the sow can move comfortably, minimize risk to her and her footing, but also allow for ease of manure movement through that slat. So that kind of is what the background is. We've determined what appears to be the slat width and the gap between those slats that seems to have the least impact on the actual movement of the sow. We now are starting a study that actually has this in pens where we can follow sows through their gestation period from 5 weeks of pregnancy through to farrowing and look at various indicators of sow comfort and behavior, very specifically look at their feet over time, if they're developing lesions, getting claws caught, lameness, and we're also looking at aspects of dunging, manure removal through those slats and air quality.
How is the data actually being assessed and gathered, and over what time frame will this be occurring?
Well, we are using various ways of collecting the information in addition to actually physically looking at each hoof of each sow before she goes into the gestation group. We are also doing video recording and time-lapse recording throughout that whole gestation period at very defined periods at the beginning and after, say it at 2-week intervals throughout that so that we can assess the behavior of the sows, how they're using the space, if they have a preference to the way they are walking. Are they trying to walk more on the actual slat? Do they care whether they walk across it or not? And also looking at their posture, how they are lying, how if it's easy or difficult for them to stand up, etc. The indicators of so-called comfort. Also then, we're looking at dunging patterns and the buildup of manure. And that, of course, will be also by monitoring. But we've got data loggers for the levels of ammonia in there and as an indicator of the air quality.
Are there currently any standardizations or standards that exist for slatted flooring, for slat width, for the space in the slats?
Well, interestingly, there are what some might refer to as standards, but in fact, they don't appear to be necessarily based on anything more than what kind of works, particularly in terms of manure removal. We see that with sows, probably one of the more common ones is about a 1-inch gap, which actually is a bit wide for the sow. There are regulations within the European Union that it should not be larger than, I believe it's about 5/8 of an inch, but they're not in North America. And so what we've seen in speaking with manufacturers and people that are using the slatted flooring, there is quite a variation.
When do you expect to have results from this work?
Well, a year from now is when we will have gone through the full 2 gestation periods and collected all the data. So somewhere around that, the actual in-barn part of the study will be done. Our pre-test finished earlier this year, and that's how we determined what flooring needed to be tested.
How will the information gathered through this work actually be applied on the farm? Who will be applying it?
Well, it's a very good question, because I think that, what we need to be able to do when we're finished this is make sure that this information and the reasons for it are able to get to the industry, to those that are making concrete, and certainly locally, nationally, to those that are going to be using concrete, so that some of the extension folks, as well as the actual pork producers that may be considering or working on new barns. So we need to be able to get that message quite widely and to those sort of key players that either are manufacturing or going to be using. And I think that will be a bit of a challenge, but through website, through use of what has become sort of a website repository for the sow housing materials that we have operated out of Prairie Swine Center, I think that will go a long way to helping get that good information out there.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Not really. Just thank you very much, and look forward to being able to share our results in the future.
Thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Lori Connor, the head of the Animal Science Department with the University of Manitoba's Faculty of Agricultural and Food Sciences. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.